Thanks for downloading this bonus episode of the IVMV podcast. If this is your first time hearing our podcast, this is our eighth season of podcasting on the Chicago Cubs. This is our 393rd episode. During the season, we record and publish two episodes a week. You can listen at IVMV.com or any podcast app. The Cubs affiliate in the Midwest League, which is Low A, is the South Bend Cubs, and they're coming to our hometown, Quad Cities, this week to play the River Bandits. So we thought this might be a good excuse to look at South Bend and welcome Chris Hagstrom back on the podcast. Chris works in the front office for South Bend, and he was on the podcast last year. So here is my conversation with Chris Hagstrom of the South Bend Cubs. Well, Chris, thanks for coming back on the IVMV podcast.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
So 2015, that was the first season that South Bend was affiliated with the Cubs. From a distance, it seemed like the season was a success. Can you talk about what the affiliation with the Cubs did for baseball there in South Bend?
You know, the South Bend baseball team here has, gone through a lot of struggles, in 2010. Team attendance was down. The stadium just wasn't. It just was not up to par, and it was one of the rougher stadiums in the league. Well, in comes Andrew Berlin in 2011, buys the team and gets a contract on the stadium, keeping the team in South Bend, and then makes these dramatic changes. And one of the things he talked about was he wanted to get a Chicago team as an affiliate for South Bend because, let's be honest, the Arizona Diamondbacks, while they're a great organization right now, they just didn't draw very well. People didn't come to see the players. People have been coming out for the atmosphere here at Four Winds Field. So the excitement has been building. We did a lot of renovations to the stadium to put us in position to bring a Chicago franchise to South Bend. And finally, in 2014, in the fall, the Cubs signed a player development contract with the South Bend team. And, of course, we renamed ourselves South Bend Cubs. And 2015 was an unbelievable season for us. Off the field, winner of the John H. Johnson Award, the best team overall in baseball. And that goes into the financials, attendance, community relations, promotions, all that stuff. So the fact that our first year as a Cubs affiliate and we were able to win the John H. Johnson Award, that speaks volumes, I think, for how in just four short years this franchise has turned around and become a staple here in South Bend. So great, successful season, broke attendance records, shattered merchandise records. I mean, any kind of record off the field you can think of, we pretty much broke last season, and we're looking to try to replicate some of that again this year.
Can you talk about kind of the specifics of what kind of an impact it has on a minor league team to have its the team that it's affiliated with so close?
A lot of people love to come out from Chicago to South Bend. It's a very short ride on the train. You can drive it as well. It's only about a 90-minute drive, maybe less than that, depending upon how fast your foot is on that gas pedal. But it's really a great, easy drive. And we have people coming from Chicago saying, man, your stadium is so beautiful, and we love coming out here. We have friends that go to Notre Dame. And that's another great key, too, is Notre Dame being so close. There's a lot of alumni that are coming back, not just to see campus, but to come out and see the stadium here. And, we have people from all areas of Indiana, Michigan, they're Cubs fans, across the world. And now we have a little piece of that Cubs family, nearby, so you don't have to drive all the way out to Wrigley. You can see the stars of tomorrow today, and we have quite the loaded star list as it is right now. But, people love that C logo. When you put that C logo, that Cubs logo on something, it just, there's a following. And it's sometimes it's tough to explain to somebody who may not be a Cubs fan, because being a Cubs fan, as is a very special bond. We've gone through a lot of hardships, a lot of heartache, but this season, as the parent club has had so much success, we've had a lot of people talking about the success, and they're coming out so they could see those future stars of tomorrow playing that could eventually play Wrigley Field here at Four Winds Field.
And I imagine, too, actually the 2015 Cubs were very lucky in that they didn't have, they had hardly any injuries at the major league level, but I would assume that being so close to Chicago, that would put you in a good spot for maybe getting some rehab stints from some of the major league players. Did you have any last year?
No, we actually didn't have. Again, thankfully there were no major injuries to talk about on the parent club, but no, we didn't have any There are no rehab stints, rehab assignments here in South Bend. Obviously, we as a front office, we would love to have a Chicago Cubs player come out for rehab stint. But as a Cubs fan myself, I'm perfectly happy with no injuries happening and having to bring guys down here. But you know, there certainly is the opportunity for that. You know, unfortunately, Kyle Schwarber, obviously with his injury, I mean, he's probably done for the year. And we certainly are not going to see him because our season ends in September, and I just don't see him getting healthy enough by then to even kind of start hitting. But, you know, we'll certainly see what happens as the season goes on, and hopefully the guys can stay healthy enough, but we're always welcome to have some folks here.
Yeah, so you mentioned the loaded star list that you have right now, so let's talk about the 2016 South Bend Cubs. You've had a few weeks to get to know the players on the roster, see them on the field. So let's start with the position players. Can you talk about some of the highly touted prospects on the South Bend roster and then share your thoughts on them or any other position players that have stood out to you?
You know, obviously there's a big three there in the outfield, Donny DeWeese, Eloy Jimenez, and Eddie Julio Martinez, with Eddie Julio Martinez being the top international prospect, the one that was the highly touted, the highly courted player. You know, it's the cold weather has kind of kept these guys at bay early on, but they've made some phenomenal plays in the outfield. Donny DeWeese played center field the other night and just made an unbelievable diving grab in the outfield, and he's honestly the hottest hitter outside of Fort Wayne has a player right now, Austin Allen, who's just tearing it up, but Donny DeWeese is right behind him, one of the hottest hitters in the Midwest League right now. And you know, with how many players there are in the farm system, I don't expect him to see a call up too soon, but I certainly see him getting called up sometime this season if he continues his current path. You know, there's no reason to rush him too quickly, but you know, Eloy and Eddie, both of them are adjusting to life in a colder, you know, environment, because this is the first time they've gone to full season, first time they've had the opportunity to play in some colder weather, so they took some adjustments, but you know, their bats are starting to get hot now. They've got some great defensive skills. Obviously, those three who you're going to want to watch out for here in South Bend. You know, in the infield, has its growing pains, and you know, one guy, Andrew Ely, has made a lot of great strides at second base and short. Bryant Fate as well, someone who played a little bit with us last year, went up to Tennessee for a little bit, back down here with us. But you know, one guy that you want to keep your eye on is a catcher, P.J. Higgins. Higgins has done a phenomenal job with his framing, made some great defensive plays as well, and he's also his bat is going. So this is a team in South Bend that has a lot of offensive possibilities, and we're looking forward to seeing that, especially when it gets warmer. I expect to see quite a few more home runs out of this team.
Yeah, especially with those three in the outfield. I mean, those are very exciting offensive players too. And I think when things warm up, it should be a lot of fun there in South Bend.
You know, Corey, also one thing I forgot to mention, we've had a lot of people, and you know, I'm sure yourself as well, have this is the first time we've got a chance to see them, because we obviously have the MILB TV package. You know, we get to stream all of our home games, and so when they were out in Eugene last year, that nobody really got a chance to see them very much. But you know, the fact that we're on MILB.TV this year, we do all of our highlights from home games and post them. People are finally getting a chance to see with their own eyes what these guys are capable of.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity to see that, and just to kind of, it's nice too to have the MILB app, because they'll send you alerts. You know, like I know last night there was a pitcher in one of the leagues out in California that had a no-hitter going, so it's kind of cool to get those alerts and be able to see that, but also to be able to see the some of the Cubs prospects, you know, especially on an off night with the Cubs, or if the Cubs play a day game, it's great to turn on some minor league baseball on TV and sit at home and watch it when it's thousands of miles away. It's handy.
Exactly. You know, and I love our production staff here. I mean, we've got a TV quality show that we put together, and you know, I just want to give a shout out to them for how hard they work to get the graphics package. We've got a new graphics package we're working on this year, and obviously our games are televised as well locally in South Bend, but we've always, you know, every home game itself is produced by us. So that's not a TV company coming in, and I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to Nick Ruthroff and our whole staff for the great job they've been doing.
Nice. So can you talk about some of the pitchers on the roster?
Yeah, you know, the pitching staff has had struggled a little bit early on. You know, with the starters, Justin Steele has kind of had a rough outing, but then again, you're also playing the hot hitting Fort Wayne Tin Caps as well. over the last, we've played right now with them as of today, you know, we've played six by the time this is over with eight games with Fort Wayne. They're just a hot team right now. So, you know, kind of a tough luck on there. Kyle Toomey has started to grow into his own. One guy to keep your eye on is Ryan Kellogg, number 30. Kellogg, 6'6", 230. You know, he's got a great frame, tall left-hander. So really keep your eye on him right now. You know, 2-1, 2.35 ERA in three games. Looking for those numbers to certainly drop in his ERA. Great strikeout ratio, though, as well. So keep your eye on Ryan Kellogg. And, of course, two other guys you want to keep your eye on would be Grafer Aregua, number 24. Grafer Aregua, 5'11", 160. This guy has a nasty, nasty couple pitches. Obviously, his fastball is key. His curveball is right there as well. So he right now he has a .93 ERA. So keep your eye out for Grafer. He's been a great guy for us in those late innings. To kind of help lock down the victories for us.
I'm glad that you mentioned him because I saw his name on the roster and had no idea how to say his name. So now I have it on tape.
Now you've got the proper pronunciation. Grafer Aregua.
All right. You know, when you came on last year, you talked about some of the, I know you were working with a company, I think they're in South Bend, and you talked about some of the things that you were doing with social media and some of the updates that you were giving throughout the game through your social media outlets and everything. Can you talk about that again? Anybody that started listening to us in the last year and hasn't heard that, maybe hasn't seen those, and then also talk about any, you know, changes that you've made in the off season and what you're doing with social media this year.
You know, we have a great partner with Box Out Sports. They're the ones who come up with our social media graphics based locally here in South Bend. The graphics that they do, it makes it so easy for us to visually represent all those stats. You know, there's so many stats you can put out, and you can only have 140 characters to do it. But these graphics allow us to really give you a great visual of the game. You know, and their new design this year, I love the fact that we can spotlight a player, and then we can show their at-bats in a base form, so you could actually see it as if you were doing your own book, keeping your own scorebook. You can kind of have it in that same format. So these graphics are sleek, they look good, and they have a lot of information in a small area without having to constantly type out so many characters. So we're very happy that we can provide those stats for our fans and for folks like yourself who want to get instant information about the game. You know, but on social media this year, we put an emphasis on our Snapchat. One thing that we've learned is our fans love to interact, and Snapchat is a great way for that interaction, to get those stories on your feed, to kind of see what's going on, and more of a behind the scenes, not so much the stats, because obviously you can get those through our Facebook and Twitter accounts, but through Snapchat we can tell you those stories, those behind the scenes stories. You know, yesterday actually Ryan Kellogg was up here on the concourse signing autographs, and we kind of had him do a Snapchat story, and he did a Snapchat selfie and then signed it. So, you know, we think that's pretty cool, and trying to get folks kind of to know who our players are and get to know them behind the scenes. So we're really excited about our Snapchat game has really stepped up this year. And, of course, Twitter and Facebook are continuing to excel with our contests. You know, if you want to win something, just follow us. I mean, we have a lot of contests going on throughout the year. We had a fan that just won lunch with our manager, Jimmy Gonzalez, the other day. So if you really want something free, follow us, because we do a lot of giveaways.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, we started doing this podcast, well, this is our eighth season, and it's just amazing to see how you know, the fan experience has been enhanced, and also from an organization standpoint, it's allowed you to really connect with fans all over the country. Because, I mean, you know, when we started doing this thing, it was there were hardly any blogs or anything covering in depth what was going on. I mean, there was a few, but you basically had to rely on box scores and things like that. And now, I mean, you can listen to broadcasts, you can watch broadcasts, and you can see the behind the scenes stuff and just get just so much more access to what's going on with the team and following some of these, you know, young, exciting prospects. It's really pretty amazing how far we've come in such a short period of time.
That's exactly the great way you put it, was access. You know, before it was really the only way you could access a player was at an autograph signing or through waiting outside the gates at Wrigley after really any stadium after a game. So now you have this unparalleled access to players and their lives, and pulling back the curtain, you know, seeing the grounds crew do their thing, seeing video boards going up at Wrigley last year. It's so easy to get information now, and how quickly we can disseminate that information through social media has just never been done before in history. And so now it's just become a natural ingrained process where if you want to find out, how many inches the grass is at Wrigley right now, I'm sure someone has a Twitter account called Wrigley Field Grass Inches. I don't know, maybe that's a little too far, but
somebody's going to grab it now.
Right. Yeah. Now someone's going to come up with that, and someone's going to have 20,000 followers by the end of the day.
Right.
But there's just a blog for everything. One of the things that stand out to me is there is a Twitter account of sections at Wrigley Field. I think that's just fantastic. And the Cubs family, in my opinion, is one of the best groups to tweet with because we have fun with each other. We interact with each other. It's social media day last year at Wrigley. I finally got an opportunity to meet some folks through that I got a chance to talk to on social media, and I got a chance to talk to them in person just through getting to know them, getting to meet them at social media day. And you make new friends through social media a lot easier than necessarily you have in the past. But social media for the Cubs game is just unparalleled, I think, than anybody else.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something that's come from the top down. I mean, you guys and Myrtle Beach came into the organization, immediately the interactions that you guys had on social media was a blast to watch from a distance. But then to see how the Cubs, really have done a lot with their social media. And I think anybody listening to this knows that there is a lot of entertainment to be had by following the Cubs. And I would strongly encourage you to check out all the minor league systems too, or teams, and follow them, because it's just as entertaining and informative. So before I forget, though, where can people follow South Bend on through social media?
Be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/South Bend Cubs, on Twitter and Instagram at SB Cubs. And then you could also follow us on Snapchat, searching SB Cubs as well. We had a Pinterest for a while. It wasn't really doing much for us. We do, of course, have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/South Bend Cubbies. So all those places you can get a hold of us, interact with us, have fun, use the fire emoji, use the hashtag FlyTheW. We're all about having fun, and we don't mind being the little stepbrother to Myrtle Beach, but we certainly are willing to give them as much back as they give us.
Right. Well, I think that minor league baseball is known for its promotions. And are there any promotions? I know you guys had the Back to the Future day last year. Are there any promotions that you folks were proud of in 2015, went over especially well, and what do you have in store for fans in 2016?
Well, like you said, Back to the Future, I think, was one of my favorites last year, just because of the movie itself, and we got a chance to have a lot of fun with that. Bark at the Parks are always big. People love bringing their dogs out to the park. We only have one lot lined up this year, just because it's tough to have so many pets at the ballpark when you don't have any space for them. So we've kind of limited that, but we had Fergie Jenkins here last week, and it was an honor to meet him. Fans really came out in the cold weather just to see him and get to meet him as well. Minor league baseball has a lot of appearances. Myron Newellman is obviously a guy that travels the park a lot. I'm really excited to see X-Pogo this year. They're a relatively new group that comes out, and they're essentially guys on pogo sticks that jump off the dugouts and off of walls, and it's just amazing to see what they do. Gary Matthews is going to be here later on this year as well. Clark the Cub is going to be back. We're going to have Bucket Ruckus as well. Star Wars Night, I think, is a huge staple of every minor league baseball team. That, of course, is coming up in July. One of my favorites, though, that I'm really looking forward to this year is we are partnering with Nickelodeon to bring you 90s Nickelodeon Night featuring the Rugrats. So, of course, Tommy, Chucky, Angelica, they're going to be here. Anybody that's, 20s, early 30s person is going to want to come out for that. We're going to do the theme jerseys. We're going to have clips. The character is going to be here. I mean, this is going to be a huge night, a fun night if you're a Nickelodeon fan.
That's awesome. So finishing up here, we have a lot of listeners in the Chicago area. You talked about it being, a pretty short drive over there. And, I think we also have a lot of listeners just around the Midwest, probably within 3 or 4 hours drive of South Bend. So I guess this is your opportunity to pitch Four Winds Field and South Bend to folks, and you know, why should people come over and take in a game there in South Bend?
Well, the one thing that I love to talk about South Bend is we're not just a baseball team; we're a destination. You know, we don't have a lot of the frills and gimmicks that some other teams do with certain amusement park rides or anything else kind of out in the outfield, but we do have a lot of fun. We've got, of course, have a bounce house for the kids. The food, while we may not have a lot of the crazy items that some do, our food is quality. You know, we have the hot dog that the Baseball Writers Association voted the best hot dog in baseball, the KM or the Fenway Frank, if that's probably the more common entity of it. You know, we strive to have the best customer service. If you spill your popcorn on the ground, most likely an usher is going to be there and give you a new one on the house. We have the cleanest restrooms, the cleanest ballpark in all of baseball. We love being able to talk to our fans and find out just what they're looking for. What do they want to see at Four Winds Field? We thrive off of our fan feedback. And when you come out to Four Winds Field, you're going to be greeted with a smile. You're going to be greeted with a handshake. And if we get the opportunity, we're going to learn your name. And it's all about the experience off the field just as much on the field. And we have a lot of fun during the games, too. You know, of course, we interact with our players, but we have fun with the visiting team with some of their walk-up music. The kids can play in the bounce house and the playground and the splash pad. We've got a brand new, or not a brand new, but we have a team store that was a former Jewish synagogue converted into a team store to preserve it and keep it on the historical list of buildings. So if you want to come out and experience baseball, not the crazy off-the-wall antics that you see at some other minor league parks, but if you want to have a fun day with baseball, with your family, your friends, come on down to Four Winds Field and just enjoy baseball and enjoy a time with your friends and family.
Well, I have to notice, I mean, you just kind of called out those teams that have amusement park rides. And is that kind of a shots fired for your, you know, to prepare for going to the Quad Cities this week?
Well, you know, we are going to be in Quad Cities this week. And, you know, the Quad Cities have done a fantastic job with their stadium. I'm not going to take that away from them. I certainly hope, wish them the best out there. But I think that from our standpoint, we know our audience and we know what they like. And what we've done here in South Bend works for us, and it works for you know, to bring fans into the area. But I will be honest, should I ever head out to the Quad City sometime, I do want to try that Ferris wheel, just because I've never been on a Ferris wheel overlooking a ballpark, so that'd be kind of fun.
I've been on it once. I'm not really a height, you know, I'm kind of scared of heights, so I decided to go on it, though, and the river was flooded at the time, and I looked down in the base of the ride was underwater, and I'm just thinking, you know, I'm not real comfortable. I don't know what's going on under the surface there. You know, are things you know, crumbling away or being washed away underneath me? I don't know. I was pretty nervous, but it is a beautiful view from up there. But yeah, so for folks in the Quad Cities area, the South Bend Cubs will be playing the River Bandits at Modern Woodman Park Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. I plan to get to two of those games, so I'm definitely looking forward, and hopefully the weather's nice, so hopefully we'll see some offense and see what these South Bend bats can do.
Yeah, and if when you're out there, just keep your eye on those outfielders. You're gonna love what you see.
Yeah, so it might be a good idea to sit out on the berm and watch them from that angle.
And bring your glove. Make sure you bring your glove.
Right. Well, Chris, thanks for coming on the podcast and talking about the 2016 South Bend Cubs.
Oh, thank you very much, Corey. Always a pleasure to be with you.